finally coming to? Careful now, dear. Those bindings are tight, and I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself struggling too hard. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just... you look so cute when you're afraid. That isn't a very good icebreaker, is it? My apologies. Even now, I'm still figuring out conversation etiquette. You're in my home, of course. Where else would I take you? You know me, dear. I'm a tad hurt you didn't recognize me right away. Especially after coming by every week for fresh bread. Ah, there it is. Yes, that's right. It's me, caught red-handed. Well, not really. I don't have any red on my hands this time. Oh, well, phrasing, it's nothing you should worry about, I assure you. After all, I'm just an innocent, sweet baker that no one would ever suspect of anything. Isn't that right? Back to the important questions, I see. You're here because I love you. That is what I said, isn't it? I love you. And I want you. I've wanted you for some time now. In the days you come by my little shop, the highlight of my existence. You stole my heart with that sweet smile you'd give me whenever you came by. And now you'd always ask how I'm doing, even when you yourself were doing ill. I want to have you. I want to see that smile every day. I want to own it. And to have it be mine. And mine alone. I want to be with you. I want to be your one and only. And you mine. To make you be like me, so we can be together. Truly. Yes, remake you. I knew you'd have your reservations, so I had to take some, admittedly, drastic actions. But trust me, my dear. When I say that once you are complete, you will thank me, and we will be so happy together. Yes, I could tell you what I am, but wouldn't it be more fun? You? You'll have to forgive me, my dearest, for being so forward on our first date. but I hope the surprise will make up for it. You taste sweeter than any cake I could ever bake, my dear. I knew there was a chance you'd react poorly to my little surprise, but your tears still sting me. I don't mean to frighten you, my love. Calm down, dear. Yes, I imagine you can feel us crawling inside of you. We've got places to be, things to do, specifically inside of you. Oh, that rhymed. Now, before they get to work, I must warn you, love. This isn't going to be pleasant or easy. But the best things in life are earned with a little pain, don't you think? Think of it like a caterpillar going into its cocoon. Though in this case, you are the cocoon. A reverse cocoon. But don't worry. You're not going to split open. At least, I don't believe so. I've never actually done this before. I really should consider what I say before saying it. Calm down, dear. Like I said, you'll only hurt yourself by struggling. And you're already going to be going through so much. And really, what does that even accomplish for you? It's already begun. We are already inside of you. There's nothing that can be done to get us out. The best thing to do now is focus on me, on my voice, and the small comforts I can provide. Like brushing my hand through your hair. Running my fingers over your arms. Those are things lovers do when one is distraught or in pain, is it not? Please don't. My dear, I just told you. It's too late. And even if it could be stopped, why would I? This is a beautiful moment for you. You will become so much more than this weak sack of meat. You deserve to be so much more. I'm sorry, love. I would answer that. But we both know that if I told you what was happening and what will happen, it would only distress you further. Just know that I am here for you, and we will get through this together. Think of it as the first trial of our relationship. I know you're scared, dear, but that is no excuse to be rude or snap at me. I'm being very patient and showing you all the love and support I can. A lady can only take so much, and not even I am perfect. If you keep that hurtful attitude up, I might just leave you here to deal with this on your own. I don't want to, but I will if you need to be punished. It's okay, love. I forgive you. Like I said, I know you're scared. And there they go. Easy, dear, easy. We're just making our... Wait. No. No, no. It's nothing. I've learned my lesson. It's just... starting. But remember, I'm right here. You're going to be fine. Now, you're not going to like this part, but I'm going to have to gag you. Don't argue with me on this. We can't have our neighbors hearing you, can we? And there. I'd ask if it was too tight, but that really isn't going to be your biggest concern, I suppose. Then just in time. Just let it out, dear. There you go. It hurts, I know. I wish I could say I knew what it was like, or what you were going through, but that would be a lie. I never had to go through this process. There, there. Just focus on my voice. I am here for you. Just keep looking at me. Look at me. Keep your... I told you to keep your eyes on me. I know it looks bad, but the swelling is only temporary, I promise. After all, you don't see any lumps on my body, do you? Well, any weird ones, anyway? I suppose I might as well tell you, now that you've seen them. We are making nests inside of you. And I'm sorry to tell you, but there will be even more. You have so much pointless meat inside of you that needs to be replaced before you are fully remade like us. This is going to take some time. Shh. Don't scream too hard now. You'll only hurt yourself more against the nests by your lungs. Bite into the gag. Yes, just like that. That should help a little, I think. My body isn't nearly the same as yours, so I admit I am only going off gathered knowledge. When this is all over, I'd appreciate you helping me understand more of the human body. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Now, I have some good news that should help make this a bit more bearable for you. Mentally, anyway. As you may have noticed, or not. Anyway, we are nesting very quickly, and our eggs are about to hatch. This is going to be a very beautiful moment, my dear. These won't be us when they hatch. They'll be you. Or will be once it is all done. And there they go. Isn't it just beautiful? They told you the swelling would go down. Well, it got worse at first, I'll admit, but We can retighten your skin again later. Don't worry. Dear? Dear? Oh. It's a bit too much for you, isn't it? Don't worry. It's okay. You don't have to hold on. You can let the darkness take you. You don't need to be awake for this. It's probably better this way. Though I am saddened that you will not witness your transformation firsthand. Sleep. Don't worry. I won't let you die.